From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Opposition group Syrian Civil Defense, commonly known as the White Helmets, released a video on Thursday showing what they said was the government shelling of rubble-held eastern Ghouta. The International Committee of the Red Cross said a second convoy that was supposed to carry humanitarian aid to the besieged area was postponed because of the violence and rapidly evolving situation on the ground. Syrian government forces seized more than half of the area on Wednesday, effectively dividing the besieged enclave into two and further squeezing rebels and tens of thousands of civilians trapped inside. Britain's Home Secretary said Thursday that the police officer who came into contact with the nerve agent used in an attack on a Russian ex-spy remains in a serious condition, but is conscious and talking. She also updated the public on the conditions of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, saying that they remain in serious condition.
My priority must be keeping people safe, and the incident itself is my priority.
Rudd said that the investigation into the attack is focusing on three sites, Skripal's home, a pub, and a restaurant. Rallies are being held across the globe on Thursday to both celebrate International Women's Day and to demand an end to exploitation, discrimination, and violence women continue to face. In the Philippine capital of Manila, hundreds of women, dressed in pink and purple, took to the streets to protest the 4,000 people killed under President Duterte's war on drugs. This is VOA News. A suspected American airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan has destroyed a Pakistani Taliban-run suicide bombing training center. Jeff Custer has that story.
Afghan officials confirmed but released few details of the attack Thursday, a day after it occurred in the Kunar province bordering Pakistan. The defense ministry spokesman said the airstrike in the remote mountainous Shaltan area was carried out in coordination with Afghan military forces and had killed more than 15 terrorists. But he would not say whether U.S. drones or jet fighters bombed the militant compound. A NATO spokesman said he was not aware of the report and had no additional information. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
China's foreign minister said Beijing will respond as necessary in the event of a trade war with the United States and warned such a war would only harm all sides. Ryan Brooks reports.
Until now, Beijing has mostly kept quiet. But on Thursday, the foreign minister said the U.S. and China don't have to be rivals.
Especially given today's globalization, choosing a trade war is a mistaken prescription. The outcome will only be harmful.
The tariffs are expected to start in 2 months. As for targets of any trade retaliation from China, U.S. soybeans, airplanes, and cars are all widely seen as in the crosshairs.
That was Ryan Brooks. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on his second of his six-day tour of Africa. Tillerson said that the U.S. appreciated the sentiments on South Sudan made at the African Union Summit in January, where it raised the possibility of sanctions for the violation of ceasefires in the conflict-stricken nation.
We truly call on all parties to abide by the cessation of hostilities and be open to compromise for the good of the South Sudanese people.
Tillerson said the U.S. also supported the AU's efforts towards economic integration and the lowering of trade barriers on the continent and how that could promote greater investment from U.S. businesses. Two South Korean envoys departed for Washington Thursday to discuss this week's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un with U.S. officials. The South Korean envoys are expected to brief U.S. officials on the North's stance on possible future talks with Washington and its apparent willingness to suspend nuclear tests if the security of the North's government is assured. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Thursday that Tehran would not negotiate over its presence in the Middle East region with the United States and Europe. Khamenei said Iran would only negotiate on that issue with other states within the region. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.